We're on Daf Ayin Ches Amid Beis, the last Shura of the Amid. Ha'oichel kekaiseves hagasa. We had had in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said ha'oichel kekaiseves hagasa kamoya uchegar inosa. That is the sheer chiyuv. Boi Rav Pope kekaiseves she'omru bigar inosa oy beloy gar inosa. That what it says in the Mishnah, that the shear is kaiseves, is it begari nosa oy beloy gari nosa? And this is a very shvere shaila. I mean, the Mishnah says, ha'oichel kikaiseves agasa kamoyo uchi gari nosa. So we have to understand what the shaila is. So let us see Rashi. Begari nosa oy sheloy begari nosa. Bahodiktoni masnisen uchigari noso. Aye, the Mishnah says uchigari noso. Mi boilei heichi koma. What's pshat in the Mishnah? Kemoyo uchigari noso yachat. Does it mean that the sheer achile is the besar of a keseves uchigari noso together with the volume of the garin? So the Bach is Geiris. Is the shear like the shear is like Kamoyo, like a Kesevitz. Or, Uchigarinosa means Uchigar, or the shear is like a Garin. So we'll see Taisvus as Sakash and Rashi, so make up your mind. I mean, the stomach's not the same shear. So what is the shear? So I saw the Siach Yitzchak wants to say Pshat and Rashi, that Bemison in some places, the Garin was larger than the Boso. See, the Gemara later Taka says like that. In other places, the boso was more than the garim. And the Mishnah is saying that this is the shir is the smaller of these two shiurim, and it's dependent in the mokim where one lives. There are different mekaimis, and the shir is kamoya oiche garinoso. Which one is smaller? And that is the shir. That's how the Siach Yitzchak wants to say Pshat and Rashi. The Rabbein Al Yochim says Pshat and the Gemara. The Shaila was, is it the shir is the keseves with the garin inside? Or maybe the shir is when the garin is outside, and he says as follows. Umisharin, on the second side, that we mishare when the garin is outside, umisharin lekaiseves, we mishare the kaiseves, ule garinoso shel chutz, and we measure the kaiseves plus the garin bechutz. The kivin shenishmita chutz lekaiseves, but since we have already taken out the garen from the kaiseves, il iefshir shaloi techosa ktas, ve'eino kemoishehi bekaiseves kibiryosa. He says that when you take out the garen from the kaiseves, and you measure both of them, this is not the same shear than when the garen is in the kaiseves. That's what he says. Exactly why the reason is veisichnish. About kaponim, that's what he says. So I'm just thinking, perhaps this was pshat and Rashi also, that we don't have the Bach skirse. Maybe behodik toni masnisen uchigari nose mi boilon heichi koma komoyu uchigari nose yachat. Is it when they're both together? That means the garen is in the kaiseves. Oy dilme Hochi kama kamoya, maybe uchi gari nosa, and it's not yachat. I mean, the key word is that when they're together, when it's kibir yosa, or when they're not together. The magia grad on the Rabbeinu Yochim seems to say that Rashi also holds like the Rabbeinu Yochim. Maybe that's what he means. Let us see Taisvis. Kaiseves agasa begari nosa, oi shaloi begari nosa. So Taisvis perish yashi eini miyushiv. The maika mi boiloim. I shaloi begari nosa koma, vahanan, the Mishnah says, ki gari nosa tna kamoyo uchi gari nosa. So what, how could it be without the gar? Ve'im is avkalei, I uchi gari nosa mamish koma, there's the vov avov achibu, kamoyo the koisevis with the garm, oi dilma oichi gari nosa, or maybe the vov is a loshen oi. Kamoy, we have a similar loshenis. The Mishnah says in Yevamis, Cholat v'osa maima, the perik of Gamliel, the have a perish, there does not mean that they made chalitza and they made maima, davi perushoi cholat oy osa maima. So we see a vov could be a loshen oy. So that's like the Bach said in Rashi. So that's the shaila. Do we say that Kamoya uchi gari nosa means together with the garim, or the shir is kemoya, the shir is like the kaisevis, oichi gari nosa, or like the shir of the garim. Ve'imkei, and that's according to this pshat, ki kaisevis agasa dereisha, aina boloi gari nosa. That means that is pshat, so the shir is either like the kaisevis without a garim, or the shir is like a garen. Mikol moki maimis avkalei, tivshet al kolchoch uchi gari nosa ktoni, de betavaye masharinon. Zich epshat, the Mishnah is, in order to make sense, is that it means the kesevus with its garen. The oichi gari nosa, if it means, or like the shir of the garen, Mikdei loishovi lahadodi. They're not similar. They're not the same size. The emshelet samson shishovin kaisvays beloy garen. The garen beloy kaisvays kaisvays. It's not mistaken that they're both the same size. V'imkein leimish ashir apoches chayev. So say which is the smaller shear. V'cholshken yochol shiur rabbe. So that's what the Siyach Yitzchak wanted to say. If a ketzatak are not the same size, and it's relative, and some akaimis is like this, and some akaimis is like this, and the shir is take the way the smaller is. This is in Be'emis, and could be it's one shir take. I mean, the smaller of the zikha, a ratio between the garin and the baso, one is bigger than the other. But in different mekaymes, it's the garen is larger, and another mekaymes the bos is larger. But there's one standard size. So the Mishnah is telling us that the shir is either like the smaller of the two, wherever you are. So either the shir is the size of the bos or the size of the garen. Venira lila forish. So Taisus wants to say a different shot. The miboy like his service agasa diktoni he vigari nosa. Is the here he vigari nosa, that means that his service with its garen, the heine kesevis kibir yosa im hagaren. Uchigari nosa diktoni heinu perish vaoid garen. What does kesevis mean? Does kesevis mean, that's a whole kesevis. Uche garin nosa diktoni, eine perish void garin acher, beloi kesevis. Tahavu tre garinim ve kesevis. That's the shail of the Gemara. Do I say kesevis im garin nosa, that the kesevis of the reisha means a kesevis, a complete kesevis, that's a kesevis with a garin, and that's im garin nosa, Now it says chomoy ho, that means a normal keseves. Vigarinosa plus a garin. So it means that the shear is two garinim and a basar of a keseves. That's the shear of miyasev daita. Oidilme keseves agasa diktoni biloy garin. It means we're speaking about a keseves without a garin, mashme. Garinosa hainu garin sheboise keseves. So that is pshat. Is the Mishnah being mefaret? Does it mean a keseves without a garen plus a garen? So that means a complete keseves. That's the second lotion. Or does it mean a complete keseves plus a garen? So memele, so the shir yisubi daito is two garinim plus the basar of a keseves. Besuloi. Uba orach peirich, beerech keisevis, b'shem Rav Nissen Goyin Zatzal, goras b'gbore d'bidei orof, Yishalmi says, Omar Rav Yossi was medayik from our Mishnah, Zoysay Meres, from our Mishnah we see, shehu tzorich l'mayich es chalola, that when you're measuring a shear of a keisevis, you have to go and squeeze it together, that there should not be a cholol, an empty space, between the psara keseves and the gar, perish. She'im loy kein, if that would not be true, and you take a keseves the way it is, the way it grows, listeni, so then the Mishnah should specify and elaborate, kamoyo, so the shear is the size of the keseves, uche garinoso, plus the size of the garin, uche chalolo, and the size of the space in between. That means if we take a keseves kibiryoso, so the volume of this keseves is made up of three factors, the garin, the cholol, and the boso. And if the Mishnah says, so the Mishnah says that in the shear, we only take into consideration the Bsar HaKeseves and the Garen of the Keseves. But the Cholol does not go into the volume. So Memele, so the shear is a more Chama, the Keshir. So this is the explanation of the Yishalmi. Ki a keseves hagaso eino dvuko begarinoso. The keseves is not attached to the garim. El yesh ben garinoso ligufo cholo. There's a space in between. Lohochi yitzlich lemisne. That's why the Mishnah to say, ki keseves hagaso komo yoch garinoso. Lechumro deloiti, you shouldn't make a mistake. Tishair kemoyo shleima, the way a normal keseves looks. The nafish yure, which is a larger shear, elamechi ochil. That is pshat in the Yerushalmi. So you say meres from the Loshon HaMishnim, that the Mishnah specified what goes into the shear of the keseves. So you say meres from the Mishnah, we see that the Mishnah specified that the basar and the garin go into the shear. So you say meres soich lemaye chalolo, כדי שידבק גופו של קיסבס בגרעינוסו ולא יישויר בו חולו. ובוסר הוכן, after you squeeze it together, משארין בו אכילה של יום הכיפור. ושמוכי יצטרך כמו יורך גרעינוסו למותי חלולה עד קר לשיינים. That is the Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi didn't have a suffix. The Yerushalmi was poishit from the Loshon HaMishneh that the Chamoya Garinoso means to exclude the Cholo. So now Taisva says, according to this pshat, now we can have a new pshat in Rapopis boy. V'hainu dekomi boy loy hoche. That is the shailim. Begar inoso dahainu la'acher shenismayich chalolo. Do we say, like Rabbi Yossi said in the Yerushalmi, chomo yoche gar inoso means we're saying what goes into the volume of the Kesevis, only the Kesevis and the Garin. Oi, that's the first Mahalach. Oi, Sheloi Begari Noso. Perish Kibir Yoso Mamish. Koidem Shenismaye Chalolom. Oh, Yuchesh Ben Kibir Yoso. So the Toots Dodim of the boy is very good. The Yishalmi that was Peshetit are Rapopera boy. But the Loshen Sheloi Begari Noso is very schwer. How do you say Shaloi Bega? The other tzad is that it's bigger. Not the shir is not kamoyo uchigarino. So you need more. You need cholo. So why does the Gemara call that Shaloi Begarino? That's not called Shaloi Begarino. You need more than garino. Not Shaloi Begarino. Beloi garino. So the Taisha Yemekipurim says the Lashon is very megumgum according to Taisha. The Lashon Agmar is very good. What's that? Shaloi begari nosa. Perish ke beyosa mamish. Why do you call it? Shaloi begari nosa lachut. It's very unclear. And then how do you learn pshat in the Mishneh? I mean, how do you learn pshat in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Chomoyo, Uchi Gari Noso. I mean, so forget, Rabbi Yossi in the Yerushalmi said, forget, the Mishnah of Aistoi said that the Cholol does not go. And how do you learn pshat? So how do you learn, but if the Cholol does go, so how do you learn pshat? Chomoyo, Uchi Gari Noso. So, how do you learn pshat in the Mishnah? So perhaps, Meshvogel wanted to tie it, could be the Tana, maybe one would make a terrible mistake. One would perhaps think that that what we say that the Shir Kaysebe Shir Chayiv is the edible Chalik. So, maybe that alone is the Shir, that's what we measure for the Shir Chayiv. So the Tana wants to tell us, no, it's the all the chal and afilu the not edible chalokim also go into the volume of the shir. So he said kamoyo uchigarinosa etc. And the chalol also that's also not edible chalik. But the Tana is just telling you that it's not the edible chalik of the kesebes alone. There's more into it, and if there's more, so fashteitzach it means that then the chalol also goes into the shir. That was Rav Popa Shaila. Boy Rav Ashi, Etzem Kisa'ira. The din is an Etzem Kisa'ira's metame. What does a Sa'ira mean? Bikli posa, with the shell, oi beloikli posa, belacha, oi beyevesha. That was Rav Ashi Shaila. Zogt die Gemorre, hoda Rav Pope, Rav Ashi loy mi boi loy hoda Rav Pope. Rav Ashi did not clear Rav Pope Shaila. Gasa itma kol kamo de gasa. Rav Pope loy mi boi loy hoda Rav Ashi, lacha shi boi les mikri, shalei bekli boso, ushli mikri. Kvege zeichens zu a tvu asher, the tvu asher helps a modne haora na Gemorre. The Gemara says, Rav Ashi didn't clear Rav Popa Shaila, Rav Popa didn't clear Rav Ashi Shaila. Who says? I mean, Rav Popa cleared a Shaila when he's learning the Mishnah in Yom HaKippurim, Kesevis, he had a Chakira, what's that? Kesevis. Now, do you have to, when you're clearing this, you're clearing the shas, and now you have to go all shas and all other shiurim. He also, he was clearing the shayla. Could be clear that shayla also. When he came to the chveis, I mean, all the shaylas as well, whenever you'll have a sugi and you'll clear a shayla, so the 20 other shaylas he didn't clear. It was poshet him. So the Tvushir says that, some of the pshat in Agamor, he says the Gemara knew that Rab Ashi did not clear Rab Papa Shaila and Rab Papa did not clear Rab Ashi Shaila. The Gemara knew it. So now the Gemara is explaining why he didn't clear that Shaila. That's what the Gemara is saying. So now let us see. Rab Ashi loy mi boy loy hoda Rab Papa gasa itma. The Mishnah says kaysevesa gasa kol kama de gasa. So the bigger it is, it says gasa. It doesn't say a shirin gasa. So if I can, the bigger, the larger you make it, so that's the shir. Tana was meramez also very what he meant by saying gasa. So now let us see. According to Rashi's pshat, loimi boy, if you learn like Taisus, the shaila is it a kesevis with a garim? Is it a kesevis without a garim? According to Rabbeinu Yochim, is it a kesevis with the garen in, which is bigger? Is it a kesevis with the garen out, which is smaller, even though you measure the garen? So he said, it says gasa. So gasa means the larger you can make it, that's the shear. That's we can derive from the word gasa. So good. So look at, so that's how you use medayik loshon gasa. It's very good. According to the Oruch Pshat, do you measure with the cholo, without the cholo? It's also gasa. A large kesevis. So that means that includes the cholo. That's also good. So that's gasa. According to Taisvis Pshat, the shaila was, is the shir yesuvi daite, a case, two garinim plus a kesevis. That's a shaila. Adoption, that's a chamoya. You have a whole kesevis plus a gar. That, maybe that's the shia. Chamoya garinosa. Now, gaso, that's a shia. The shia is a kesevis plus a garin. That's two garinim. So there's no such kesevis. There's no such large kesevis. There's no such, that means, kesevis a gaso means we're saying the large kesevis. So large comes to tell us it's large and always it's together with its garen, together with the cholo. Herich, so that's, it's, we have to, the more you enlarge and magnify the kesevis, that's pshat in the tana. But if we're saying the shir is two garin and plus a kesevis, there's no such beria in the world. I mean, nothing grows like that. But that's the shir of Yisubi Daita, finished. So I don't understand how gasa can, I mean, gasa is telling us the size of the kesevis. There's no kesevis that has such a size. I mean, we're adding another garim to the size of the kesevis. I don't know how the word gasa can be a gilui in that it means this. Rav Papa loy mi boy loy hoda Rav Ashi. Rav Papa did not clear Rav Ashi shayla. Lacha, if the sa'ira is lach, it's not dry, it's still juicy, shibaylis mikri, so that's not called a sa'ira, it's called a shibaylis. Shaloi biklipo, so if it's speaking about after the husk was hold off, Ushla mikri. So Mamela, the Tana calls it a soire, that means it's Yevesha im kliposo. So Trashi Ushli kore, Hilkach Yevesha bikliposo, ude mikraye soire. Period. Nusugye. Omar Rabbi Yehude, Kaiseves agasa sha'omru yeseiro mikibay. Now he's telling us, and a kesevis agasa is more than a kebeya. Bekimlu l'rabonon de b'ochi miyas v'dayte. Bekimlu l'rabonon that this is the shir yisu v'dayte. Now, we're going into a new sugya now. we're clearing what are the dimensions of a Kesebes Hagasa. How large is a Kesebes Hagasa? So if you're just telling us it's more than a bay, fine. Later we're going to have in the sugya, Rav Zvid says, Kesebes Hagasa is chaseira mikabei. Good. So we're clearing now the shaila of the dimensions of a Kesebes Hagasa. Is it a shi kebeya we know? Is it larger than a kebeya? Less than a kebeya? Fine. Rav Yehuda says it's larger than a kebeya. Then psehera ha'ore, then he says, v'kimlu rabonun, the bahochi miyas v'dayte. I mean, versteht sich, that's the reason of the shir. But why does he have to mention this? Whatever the shir is, this is a shir of Yesu v'dayte. Whatever the shir is, if the shir is more than a beye, less than a beye, v'kimlu rabonon, the bahochi miyas v'dayte. Why does he have to mention this? Unless the Gemara says later that the Gemara wants to say that by Birchas Hamazon, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the shir Birchas Hamazon is bekebeya. The sekebeya is masbia. So the Gemara says if a kebeya is masbia, so you need more than a kebeya for Yesuvi Daita. And that's the Gemara held that the shir of Yesuvi Daita is zicher less than the shir of Sviya. So maybe Rav Yehuda wants to come and tell us, Zogvinish kein cheshboinis, bekimlu rabbonon, you have a raya that the shir svi is bekebeye, we'll see later maybe for him for the raya, but kimlu rabbonon, the bohochim yas vedaita, it means he's forempfing himself. How do we get to such a shir? Why isn't a beye enough? No. Kimlu, the bohochim yas vedaita. So Rashi kimlo rabbonon va'af al gav na Rashi saying higufe kasha the whole shir achilas isa bekezai. So why is it such a big shir? He hani mila heiched achsiva achila. That's when it says achila. So the shir is shir achila. But hocha shalisun exiv. Chol kame dolo miyas v'dayte inehu. So the shir is zichya yisu v'dayte. And Rav Yehuda says, and yes, mikabeya, kimlo rabbonon, the hochi miyas vedait. But some mahochi loy miyas vedait. Meisve. Frek de gemora kash. So you're telling me that a kesebes is more than a beya. Meise veivihu l'rabben yoichanim ben zakei litoim es hatafshel. L'rabben gamliel shtei kaisveis, udli shalmayim. But Amru Helum Lesukkah. They said, bring it into the sukkah. We won't eat it outside, bring it into the sukkah. Vitanya Loso says in the Baraisa, Loi Mipnei Shahaloche Kach, not that Aloche is that Shtei Kaisvis need a sukkah, Elo Sherotzu Lahach Miralatzma. They wanted to be Machm. So we see Al Koponim, that Shtei Kaisvis does not need a sukkah. Another ma'ase, when they gave Rav Tzadik an oichel poches mikabei, not loy b'mape, ba'och lechutz lesuke, loy birech achav. So the Mishnah is telling us three kulas of Rav Tzadik. Poches mikabei he ate chutz lesuke, and the Ran brings a raya from this that even though there's an Indian to be machmer and to eat everything in the suke. But if a person doesn't want to be machmer, he's not a kal, he's not a sheikitz, he's not a noisvot. If you want to be machmer, you can be machmer. If you don't want to be machmer, you don't have to be machmer. A tzaddik is when I find a fine yid, and it was less than the shir, he wasn't machmer. So he ate chutz l'sukkah pachas mekebeya, that's one chiddush. Second chiddush is that not loy b'mape, he ate it with a mape, he didn't wash al netilas yadayim. Speaking about Passover here. The third thing, he did not make a brocha. He didn't bench. Fine. So, We see from Rav Tzadik that the shir achile besukhe is a kebeya. And he, by him, was poches mikebeya. That's the Tzaritas Aloshin, since it was poches mikebeya. So memele, so he ate it chutz l'sukhe. O kebeya, zuk te gemore, weist doch ois, if it would have been a beya, boi sukhe. If a kaisevis is more than a kebeyim, hash the shtei kaisevis beloy garinom lehavi kebeyim. If two kaisevis are not a kebeyim, he ate two kaisevis, and that was a chiddush, was sichmiro atzmo. Kaiseves agaso vegarinoso mihave yisere mikebeye. He says, so what is the Gemara held? That the Gemara, the Havamina seem to have held that the garin is smaller or the same size of the boso. So memele, so if the bosa of two kaisvis is less than a kebeye. So how could a kaisvis and with the garen be more than a kebeye? Omar Rabbi Yirmiya, in shtei kaisvis beloy garinosom lehavi kebeye. Two kaisvis without a garen is not a kebeye. So what did Rabbi Yirmiya say? He said, Rabbi Yirmiya said, you know, the guy, I have news for you. The garen is larger than the boso. So memele, two kaisvis could be less than a kebeye. One kaisvis and a garen is more than a kebeye. Omar Apope, Hainu, the Omri Inshi, Trei kabi de tamri, if you have two kabin of tmorim, is chad kabi de kashyoso usriach. So if you take, if you have two kabin of tmorim, that means you have two kabin of tmorim with their garinim. Now you'll take out the garinim from the two kabin, you'll end up with more than a cup of garinim. So we see that the garinim are larger, are not equal to the boso. The garinim are more than the boso. So memele, so two kabin of a kaiseve shleima is equals a cup plus of garinim. So see the garinim are bigger. So memele, your kasha is not shver at all. Before we see the Rashi, let's just mention two others. Hashtesh te koisves beloy garin lehave kebeye, keiseves agasa vegarinoso, lehave yiseire mikebeye. How could it be more? So, that's midrashash es, according to Toisves, we had a shaila that the shaila was maybe there was a tzad that keiseves agasa vegarinosa means a keiseves plus a garen. That is the shear. That is the shear. So memele. So that is the shear. So what's the kasha? So two keiseves could be less than a kebeya. A keiseves and two garinim could be more than a kebeya. What's this is the Shir by Yom Kippur. This Mamash HaMol Chomad HaKashir. We add another garen to the Shir. So it's two garenim and a kaisevis. It could be that's bigger than two kaisevis alone without any garenim. And according to the Orach is also Shver Mestame. I mean, because there's a cheshbon of cholol involved. So Memele, so he ate two kaisvis. he ate two kaisers. Let's say the Gemara assumed that the garam is the same size as, well, we have cholol also. So if he have cholol, so could be that that'll make up the difference. That's a ha'ore that the Rishash asks. The Gvura Sari and others ask a second kasha. Ask a kasha be'emison. Later we'll see the Gemara says such a svara. What is the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is that we see that Ram Gamliel ate two kaisvis, and that's less than a kebeya. Right? And here, Rabbi Yehuda is saying that a kesevis agase is more than a kebeya. Yeah. You could say, she says a kesevis agase. There's jumbo eggs, and there's large eggs, there's extra large eggs. We're talking about two different things. The things that Ram Gamliel ate two kaisvis hagasis, he ate two kaisvis he ate. So that's a normal kaisvis. So two normal kaisvis are less than a kebeya. A kaisvis hagasis, we're talking about a big kaisvis. So we're talking about a jumbo size we're speaking about. So it could be that's more than a kebeya. What's the kasha? That kasha the Gvura Sari asks. Now let us see Rashi. Not loy b'mape v'ochloy, shloy shekulin noy gvoy. It's three kulis. Hachash loy notl yodov. He didn't wash, notilu shedayim, this was pas. Elo b'mape korach yodov. No, he wrapped his hands with a mape. Now Rashi had a kash, if there's no din natilus, why do you have to wrap your hands? So Rashi says, Mishum aninus hadas, he was a mefunek, he didn't want to touch the food without, he didn't wash it, but he didn't want to touch the food either, without washing his hands, so he wrapped his hands in dust. In the korach yodov, the mape. That's one kula. Second kula, b'chutz l'suka ochloi. And third kula, b'bir chacha, but he did not bench b'cha samos. Okay, beye, weist doch, heiskus, was poches mit kebeye, okay, beye, boi suke, alme, stei, koisvis, da morgen lael, loi shahaloche kein, that two koisvis, which do not need a suke, chusse sein mit kebeye, because we see from what tzadok, a beye does need a suke. So two koisvis are less than a beye. Shatei, stei koisvis, beloi garen, shochlam, gamliel, besuke, this is less than a kebeya. And one kesevis, im garin is more than a kebeya. Someone says, yeah. Trei kabe de tamri, begarin hoin, ave kabe de kashyaisa is one kab of garinim, usariach, yesh bem kab garinim v'yoisa. It's a kab plus. Alma garin yoisa mina kesevis. Usriach loshen oidev k'maytisrach alochere ha-mishkav. Let us see Taisvis. Not lay b'mape, b'perik ha-yoshon, Tathan Taisvis doesn't bring our Rashi over here, perish Rashi mishum nikiyas. That the reason he covered his hands with ha-mape, he wrapped his hands with ha-mape because of its cleanliness. B'chinam perish kei, Rab Tzadik Kohen habe, k'de muchach beperik mishemeisoi, beperik obsulei mekdoshim. Bahoya oichul altares trume, so whatever he ate chulen altares trume, the yodayim shniyais, in stam yodayim ashniyais, upoislam asa trume, afil upoches mekebeye mekabel trume, na poches mekebeye is mekabel trume, kisholim al yisoy. So this Taisus is very schwer. What is Taisus saying? Taisus is saying that Rav Tzadok was a Kohen, number one. Number two, he ate chulun al taras trume. That means that the chulun that he ate, he was noig all chumras of trume, ki'ilu it is trume. Fine. Yedayim is poisel as a trume. Fine. That's also good. Then Taisus goes in Pachas mekebei mekabel tume, pachas mekebei mekabel tume. Yeah, if a pachas mekebei mekabel tume, so then, so let's forget about the whole shtick Torah. So why is he part of the Natilat Shedayim? If it's mekabel tume, so why is he part of the Natilat Shedayim? I mean, so what's pshat? So, Emerson, the Taisha Shemi Kippurim asks the Kasha. Now, Mekebegan, the Taisha Shemi Kippurim says a beautiful beer. He says as follows. Be Emerson, there's a Machloikis Chashi and Taisha and Psochim. Apochus Mekebeye is Mekabal Tumme, is that Mekabal Tumme min Atayra midarabon. Chitas Ataisha says it's Mekabal Tumme midarabon. So, Mamela Zukt Rabbi Kebege is very good. So, Rabbi Kebege says that Pochus Mikebeye is only mekabotum midrabon. Min ha-teira is not mekabotum. The din netilas yadayim, that we wash our hands while we eat pas. So the Gemara in Chulon says, why do you have to wash your hands? Mishum schach trume. That means if Kahanim used to eat, their bread was trume. Now, if nistam yadayim shni, so if we won't wash our hands, they might forget and won't wash their hands. So mishum schach trume, that everyone should wash their hands before they eat pas. Mishum schach trume, so they said, you have to wash your hands. In order that the Kahanim should also wash their hands when they eat, mishum schach trume, when they eat trume. Now, by Ekebeye, which is mekabel trume min ha-teire, it's a shrek, so they said, everyone has to wash their hands by Ekebeye. Less than Ekebeye, so listen, we're talking about chulin. Some's a gonish, me gonish. No, he made mishum schach trume. So that's what Bochus Mekebeye is mekabel trume midrabon, and they didn't make such a, they never made such a takone that you have to wash your hands at a Bochus Mekebeye, since a Bochus Mekebeye goof is only mekabel trume midrabon. So the Hilchis Netilas Yadayim Achulen, which was made mishum schach trume, they only made a din netile on a machel, which is mekabel trume min ha-teira. Amacha, which is mekabel tumah midarabonon, they didn't make such a takone. So that is why there's no din netile. The takone of netile was only said on amacha that's mekabel, that the takone of chulin that needs netile mishum schach trume, that was only said on something that's mekabel tumah min ha-toyah. Fine. Rab Tzadik ate all his chulin al taras trume. That means so, wie wollte sich gedacht führen mit Trume, he hat sich geführt with his chulin. So, Mamela, so Teisvis says, so, Lemaise, he went and he couldn't eat the pas, the Pochus Mekebeye, without anything. He can't do such a thing because it's, it'll be metame the Trume. But, since it is only mekabel tume midarabonim. There's no din netila. That means like this. Let's go a little further. When there was a takona of netila, so then Chazal would not be differentiated. A takona of netila, so you'll wrap your hands. Chazal would not matter kriches yadayim. They said that when there's a kebeye and there's a din netila, you have to wash your hands. But since the din etile is nishto, because it's pochus mikabeya. No, als his chumre, he has to make sure he shouldn't be metamit. So als his chumre, it's sufficient, it's korach yodam. That's how Rabbi Kevege says pshat and taisvis. So memele, so the din korach yodam is not a per se a personal, inyan of nikiyas or anina sadas. It was a halacha that he was not permitted to eat it with his bare hands, therefore was korach yodav. The loy birech achlo. Now Taisva says he did not bench afterwards. Sova lei ki Rabbi Yehuda de lekamon b'shmaite. The dorish Rabbi Yehuda darshens as follows: v'achalto v'savoto, even though stam achila is bekezayis. Now it says v'achalto v'savoto achila sheyesh bo sviyeh. The hainu kebeye. The sabot is a pirish of how much one has to eat. Hainu kebeye. So he held like Rabbi Yehuda. So memele, so less than a kebeye, you don't bench. The nire leri, the halacha ke Rab Meir. Al halacha, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. We don't paskin like Rab Tzadik. We paskin like Rab Meir. The omar, because Zayis. The Gemara Named Bey says that Rabbi Yehuda darshan that's false. Vachal tozu achile. That's Kezayis. The Sabot is Ushtiye. Verachto. So that's Mepshat, according to Rameyer, is you have to, in order to be Chayv and Bichas Samos, you have to drink also. But al kaponim, but the shir achila is bekezayis. The nira lari the halacha kerem meyadama bekezayis. Be the omar bepei keitzer mevolchen. Omar rabchiye bar abo anira isi es rabbiyochenin sheochol kezayis. He ate a kezayis an olive. Uberech olav tchila v'soitin. He made a brocha choyne. And a brocha choyne means me'ein sholish. So me'ein sholish is there's no chiyav sholish on less than a kezayis. And a kezayis, there wouldn't be a chiyav me'ein sholish. So since he made me'ein sholish, so me'meilas, you see that the shir is a kezayis. Ma'iserav, Rabbi Yochanan did it like that. One gemara. A person cannot be moitzi someone else. Bichas amozn at sheyoichol kezayis dog. No, that menoichet hazay. That about when you did kezayis, you could bench for him. So I say it's a chiyuv bichas amozn, but kezayis not like a biyuda. Oberishalmi mash menat. So we know. So that's it. The shir of bichas amozn. Shir Labrocha Rain is a bekezayis. Bishalmi mashmev nishalmi would seem dechebiryoso if the machel that was eaten is kebiryoso the way. Bishalmi mashmev nishalmi would seem dechebiryoso loibeinin kezayis if it is the way it was created. A person eats a dover hasholim the way it was created, so then the loibeinin kezayis. Tafilu preda acha shel onov. One grape, I shall remain to une broche lefoner lacher. The garcinen be Yerushalmi bereish per keitzet mevolchem. Rabbi Yochanan nosav zeisa, Rabbi Yochanan took a zeis, uberich aler lefoner lacher. Vahave Rabchie verab Abbe mistakel bei. Rabchie bar Abbe was staring at him. Oma lei bavlo mat mistakel be. What are you looking at me? Lesloch kol shumi min shivim. Ton broche lefone velachov. It's from the shivis haminim. So you make a broche achoyne. So the Gemara, so the Yerushalmi says, Islei, he holds that. So why was he looking? But he had a kasha. Why did he make? I know you make a main sholish on Goshemim in Shiva Tom Broche LaAchov. But he was looking at him. You didn't have a kezayis of zayis. The garen is memayit to shir zayis. So Zakti Yerushalmi, why was that Kibshat? After he was looking at Rabbi Yochanan, he couldn't figure this out. Ma'ovid lay Rabbi Yochanan, so Yerushalmi, yes, what's that Kibshat Rabbi Yochanan? Mishim Berye. Milsid Rabbi Yochanan, Omro, okay, Rabbi Yochanan, Taka said this, after the pray, the Acha shall remain, she he too nebrochel of an el acher. So in Yerushalmi, we see that if a person eats a Kibberye, a pri kibiryoso, so he's makes a brocha choyim. B'gmor di don ike ki hai uv de perikets in mevochim. We have a similar incident in perikets in mevochim. Doma rabchiye, ani reisi rabbi yechanin shochol zayis meliach, he had a salted zayis, ubir cholov tchila besayif. Oma lei, rabbi yirmiye, l'rab zeire, heichi boch rabbi yechanin a zayis meliach. How can you make a broch on the zayis? Doesn't have one zayis, you made a broch. You take away you discount the pit, so it doesn't have the shear. Om alei misovris kezayis godel bino. What you think the shear of the broch achoyne is a large zayis, jumbo size? Kezayis beinini bino. A normal size zayis, that's the shear of a broch achoyne. Who zayis does elakame the Rabbi Yochanan zayis godol habe? He ate a big zayis, so his big zayis, so the meat of the zayis, the fruit of the zayis, was as large as a zayis beinani. Avogav the shokli legarini se poshle shiur. That's the Bavli. So we have here two similar incidents. The Bavli, both of them, they were watching Rabbi Yochanan's Anhogis. They both were wondering how he can make a bracha chayna on one side. The Yerushalmi says a shtik teire kibir yoso, you can make a bracha chayna. And Bavli says a shtik teire, this was a large zayis, it's a jumbo size zayis, and this had the shear of a zayis beinani. Bahasht. I uvde di gemore di don hainu ahu uvde di Yerushalmi. It's the same Isa in Cain, Poliga Yerushalmi agmore di don. So then we have a machlekes, the two Talmudim. The Kert Yerushalmi said a teretz a berry you make a brocha choyna. Agmore says it was a large zayis. Avor Shem Motaisa says maybe it's no machlekes, nay maisim hoyu. Bahi the Yerushalmi, Hoyo Zayi Sholem. The Yerushalmi was a Zayi Sholem. Agav Uche, if according to Taisvis, that if we said it's a Machlekes Bavin Yerushalmi, so Kaponim we see that it has a Shem Berye, even though it was Meliach. It means even though there was a process, it was salted, it was pickled, it was something done, Meliach Kereseya, that doesn't lose the shame barrier. That's what Kapodim we see from Taisvis. Because here it says it was a Zayas Meliach in Babli. So what if it was processed? As long as it's the way it grew, it doesn't have to be the way it came off the tree. Tevach Shivis of a barrier, even though it was processed afterwards, but if it's the same, the way it's kibir yosa wasn't cut up. He had the whole zayis. So Taisus held that it should have a shem berye. And if the Yerush and the Bavli doesn't say this is right, that Bavli is chayli. Avol shema Taisus says shnei ma'isim hoyu. Maybe they were two different incidents. Vahid the Yerushalmi or Yezayis sholim. The Yerushalmi was speaking about he ate the whole zayis, va'och lo'im agarin, the have berye, he ate a whole berye. Avolahu, the Talmud shalonu, v'yhavi berye. And our Talmud, l'have berye garin. There wasn't a pit there, so it wasn't a berye. V'tzorech lo'im, so how do you know? Stam zayis meliach b'legarinu. The stam zayis meliach means this is a process zayis. When they process it, they take out the pits. They have a berry. Lakachot tzuch letaretz, the godel have it. Bezayis, so memela, that was the story by us. Bezayis, the Yerushalmi is speaking about a zayis koton mi zayis beinani have it. So memela, so that's why the Yerushalmi had a problem. That's why the Yerushalmi had a problem. So Yerushalmi had to say that Kibir Yosso is chayva for less than a sheik zayis. So the different stories. So what did Taisvis put in our laps? Taisvis told us a Yerushalmi. Taisvis told us a Sofik that maybe there's no machlokes Bavli in Yerushalmi. And Bavli also holds if a person will eat a complete berya, you make a brocha chayne. Maybe it is a machloikis. So what does one do? Baroitze lohoitzi atzmoi misfeike, zor sheyoichol kezayis, afilu midova shu berya. So if a person now wants to know what to do, so now you have to make sure if you ate a berya, you should eat more. You should eat a shir kezayis. Period. So Taisvis, the Val Taisvis is telling us Piskei Halachas. Number one, Taisvis is Halacha we pass, can you make a brocha achoin anakizayis? Number two, a keberye, there's a shaila if you make a brocha achoin on that. So better to avoid shailas, you should go and eat a shir kizayis. Bachsmer, the Mishneh Berurah brings from Prima Godim or from the Chayodim, I don't recall, that what happens if a person ate a berye, which is a Sofik Kizayis. He didn't know if this shir, this was a shir kezayis or not. This was a kezayis beinani. Was it a smoker? He didn't know. It's a berye, and it's a suffix if there's a shir kezayis. So l'chayre, one should be able to make a bracha chaynalt a sfek sveke. Maybe it's a shir kezayis. No, it's not a kezayis. Therefore, it's not a shir kezayis. Maybe a berye is also chayv a bracha chaynalt. Mr. Brub brings down La Loch in this case, you cannot make a brocha with a sveksveke. Sofik brochis lahokul afil a sveksveke is not sufficient to be mechayiv in a brocha. There's theorists in this, and yina bakaponim, as they bring to Mishneh Brura. Now, Tesis goes further. Vidavke, now that's what we said, you need a shir kezayis, a davke leinyin broche shel achor. That's by the brocha achoine, there's a shir. Avol lefonov mevoich afilu bepochis mekezayis. A brocha rishoin, even less mekezayis, also make a brocha. Bechol dovo, whatever it is, the lefonov lebinin shiure, the osa lehones mneila mazeh b'loi brocha, you're not permitted to derive any benefit, mneila mazeh b'loi brocha, kedemashme, mahai uvde derab tzodik. The loy birich achro, or lefon of birich. It says loy birich achro. One ray. Ba'om ha-birich shal mireish per keitzit mevochem a second ray. Kol sha'oyme achro sholish brocheis oyme lefon of amaitzi lechem min ha'oretz. If the brocha, if you bench, so then you make amaitzi. Haseivon, fraktish hamal yeshua kasher, epochis mikizayis, you tell me a formula. That if you bench, then you make hamoitzi. Haseivon al yeshua kasher, epochis mikizayis. What if a person needs bread? Less than a kizayis, then no yimer acho gimel broches, mihata le yoymu lefon of hamoitzi. Yeah, as al kaponim we see from the Rishalmi klo, that less than kizayis you make hamoitzi. That's Rishalmi's kasher. Omer abacha ba yakev, yeah, you're right. This beraisa means something else. L'shah minim nitzachot. Perish. L'os elachalek bein dovo sheyesh b'kishir l'dovo she'ein b'kishir. It doesn't want to tell us that if it's a shir brocha choyne, then you make a brocha rishoyin if there's no shir. L'os elachalek bein pas l'shah minim machal shalhei minim. It means when do you make a moitzi if the brocha choyne is b'chas hamozim. But if the brocha achoyne is not birchas hamozin, ki goy maise kedere, you have a tavshul of chameshus aminim, shenei me'achov gimel broches, you only make me'ein sholesh, chen kuvet da'are, which is not a choshev pas, upas abo bekisnin, which is also doesn't have a chshivis of pas, iskilekova sudose yilave, upas oires, or rice bread, shemevochen aleim amoitzi, so that you won't make amoitzi, even the mevoch macheim gimel broches. Period. Brektoisves, so memele, so they have another raya. So they have a raya from the Yerushalmi that Yerushalmi said for Dover Poshet. We have two rayas. We have a raya, three rayas. First of all, there was a svara, also lo honest, lo odom honest, meumas abeloi broch. And then Rav Tzodik didn't make a broch, achoin the vices, he made a broch, achoin. Then the Rishalmi says that even though you don't bench, you'll make a moitzi. Vaitach toisvis va'af al gav de bereish keitzad mevorchim navkelom broche lechatchile bekal vachoymer mi besoif. Kshu sove mevorech kshu rov loy kolshkein. That when a person is sove already, then he's not malgish the tzoyrech achil anymore. So he makes a broche, he benches, kshurov, when he's hungry and he needs it and he's dependent on it. Like kolshken avad gebis, he should make a broche. So it comes out that the whole chiyuv broche rishayne is derived a kal b'chayme from a broche achayne. We learn that a broche rishayne from a broche achayne. If we learn that a broche rishayne from a broche achayne, now you say dayoy. So you say that you only make a broch rishayna when you make a broch achoyna. So the din should be, you only should make a broch rishayna when you can make a broch achoyna, which is when there's a kezayis. Bikol mokim lo shaykh le meimer dayoy, ubemashu meboich olof tchila. Avogav do meboich olof besayif. The whole kal v'chayme less. So this is not a real kal v'chayme. El gili milse ba'alme. So gili milse ba'alme. Why? The bracha lefonov. The bracha lefonov lav di reise. It's not a real limud. Because it would be a real limud. The bracha reshayne would be minatayra. Making a kal v'chayme. And it is not minatayrik. It is not perg mishem meisoy. Balkeri mevorich al hamozayn la'achov. That a balkeri is the benches, but does not make a bracha rishayna. Why? Because a bracha rishayna is a rabbana. Chay beperko yekoyre tanya apay alim shoyoysim moloch eitzel balabais. Oichlim piton vein mevorchim lefneim. Since they're mishubit to the balabos, Chazal will make, they don't have to make a bracha rishayna. They shouldn't take away from the zman avaydosom. So you see clear that it is not a limud from brocha chayne. Be a limud, so it should be a deraisa. So it's only psagili milse baalme. It's only a gili milse baalme that there's a chiyav brocha, but it's not a real limud. It's a psazoya. It means the mechayev is not mitayres limud. The mechayev is also not the monos bohemus abalay brocha. The Gemara says that Pesazoyin, and when he's rov, the Chazicha machen a broche. But by Emerson, there's no kal v'chomer. Why isn't there a kal v'chomer? Is by Emerson the Meforshim explain the Mesechtes broches because the Svara is punkverkehrt. The Svara is when he derived benefit, so then he has to thank the Rabbeinu Shloimeh. Verkehrt, he's deriving for the hanlo he had. For a head check, for the ability to derive ano, you don't make a broch on that. So the broch is tak kshusovi mevorech. Kshurov, it's not a kolskein. It's not a, because the broch is on the sviyah. When he derived benefits, then he has to show a korosatoi. Because when he didn't derive benefit, he didn't get anything yet. But it's a psagili milse ba'alme. So therefore, it doesn't have the gedorim of a limud of a kal v'chomer. So therefore, you make a brocha shen afil a kosher. Well, in yishtiyah, now Tosfos clears a shaila, what is the shir of the brocha chayne of shtiyah? Nireh shemevorchim ha-kezayis yayin la'achot. You make a, with a person had a kezayis of yayin, you make a brocha chayne. Ala gef v'apri yagef. Aval gav d'gabiyem ha-kipurim misharin en kemoli lugmot. We see the shir shtiye of Yom Kippur's Kamali Lugmo. That's the shir shtiye. So that's like finu l'may adodi. Teida, because who says yishtotzu brochas to Yom Kippur? The linyan achila b'yom ha-kippurim, misharim b'kesevitz. Linyan broche b'kezayis, kiremeya, kidem eforish. So you see that broches in achila do not have the same shiurim of Yom Kippur. So it could be, and she also doesn't have the same shir. Vikal amandam pergavi psochem dinin kiddush leboi meloi lugmo. That kiddush also does not shir meloi lugmo. Yom kippers, I didn't have a yisubi baita, but that doesn't have to do with broches. Is achinam lini broche, lo kolam meloi gemrinim yom kippur. We don't learn out broches from yom kippur. Umiyu ktsas ho yinir le dagdeg, the moider ab meil in yishtiyah the boy kebei, maybe the shir is kebei. Why? The lakam on dorish rameya, vachalta zu achila, vesavota zu shtiyah. Fine. The Rab Yehuda dorish, what does he do from sabota? Achila sheyesh bo sviyah. The eize zu kebei. So we see the shir sviyah is a kebei. Alma de loshen sviyah ahavi kebei. Vim kein rameya de dorish vesavota lishtiyah. So Rameya that darshins that you need a sviya of shtiye, but we see the shir sviya is kebeya, boy kebeya. V'shema yesh lechalek bein sviya d'achila l'sviya d'shtiye. But we only found that Rabbi Yehuda said the sviya of achila is bekebeya. Could be the sviya of shtiye is a different shir. The sviya d'shtiye have a pochis mekebeya. The chol hani shiuri have mi the rabbon. So this is because all these shiurim of sviyah, it's not a deraisa de kishir. It's the rabbon de kishirim. It's not a real ki de muchach perik mishemeisoi, de koma oche b'mayeskin in de ocho shiyure de rabbonu perish kezayisoi kebe, de midarayse binen sviye gemure. So this is only a psa de rabbonu de kishir sviye, which is not a true sviye. So it could be we could differentiate between shtiye and achila. V'hod amrine b'perik shloyshe she'ochloi, shimin ben shetach legar mehuda obit, lehoitzi acherem ad she'yechol kezayis dogam. The Gemara tells over a maise, shimin ben shetach was moitzi the melech and the malka with birchas amozin, without washing, without eating pas. He had a case of wine, and he benched for them. The Gemara says, Shimon ben Shetach, legami dov. That's his shita. He holds like that. But la locha we hold, the lahoitzi acherim at sheyechol kizayis dog. Michla, obavais tochois, the ochol Shimon ben Shetach kizayis dogum, shaper obad, then it would be good, shoitzi amelech vamal, kafo pishim istomeim ochlu kidei sovon. So Tosfos says Akasha. Tosfos just mentioned before that the Tosfos brings a Gemara in Brachos Tavchofam Bet Beis. Kama Hochem B'Mayeskin in the Ochor Shiyura the Rabbonon, and speaking about that a cotton could be Meitzi Agodol, the Godol ate a Shir the Rabbonon, and a cotton could be Meitzi Agodol because he's a Rabbonon, so then the Rabbonon could be Meitzi the Rabbonon. So Tosfos has a kasha. Tosfos had the Gemara later in Brachos that if one eats a kezayis, so one could be moitzi someone who had a shir sviya. The shaitze melech v'amalka afal pishem mistomeim ochel kedei sovon bu ochel shir de rabbonim. Veichi yosse de rabbonim mapik de reisik de pochpek mishemeisa gabi kot nechem mapik achem yedei chevosim. Yeshloime de loy domi, the godel afilu loy ochel klal vroy loy tzil acherem. A godel is a balchi yuve, by a godel is a din arves. So mi iker adin, a godel could be moitzi, birchas hamozen, afilu without eating anything. Mi der aise. So mi mel no mi der rabbonon, he did not want that he should bench without eating anything. We can say shachalnu. So mi der rabbonon, you have to eat something. So there, it's sufficient if he ate a shir de rabbonon to be moitzi, because batsim, you don't have to eat anything at all to be moitzi. So if you're a bachi yuve, you could be moitzi. The Gemara that says in Brachos that the cotton can only be moitzi a god if he ate a shir de rabbonon, because a cotton is like a lav bachi yuve midereise. He's only a bachiyuvim mid rabbonon, so therefore he can only be moitzi a godol if this godol ate a shir the rabbonon.